Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, writing with his colleague George Beebe about Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, the man who is outspoken almost daily now about what is wrong in Russia, why Russia has failed in the Ukraine war. We need to meet the opponents, however, because they also have a place in the future of Russian government. Mr. Shoigu is the defense minister and is said to be very close with Vladimir Putin. I can remember before the war, the two were tromping off in the Siberian woods together, dropping out of airplanes or doing something vivid. Gerasimov is unknown to me, but he is the general chief of staff, so clearly a man with great skills. And one more, Ramon Kadyrov, the head of the Chechen warlord, the head Chechen warlord, head of his own private army. These three men, which one of them is Prigozhin's opposite, what Prigozhin would worry about most in terms of being another warlord? Prigozhin's got his private army. Kadyrov has his private army. Does Shoigu have a private army?
No. I mean, Shoigu and Gerasimov have, if you can say that, the Russian army, but that is not their private army. And it must be remembered that Shoigu and Gerasimov, who have been, you know, responsible for the Russian armed forces for many years now, clearly have failed on a massive scale in their planning for the Ukraine war and in their conduct of the Ukraine war. Now, it's very difficult to say, but I would find it hard to imagine that they have much personal prestige left in the Russian armed forces. In addition, Shoigu is not himself a military man. He was head of the emergencies ministry before becoming defense minister. As emergencies minister, he apparently did an efficient job. So it is for that reason, as well as you know, the fact that he's a close friend of Putin's, that Putin appointed him defense minister. But frankly, he's just done a rotten job as defense minister. Now, Kadyrov, of course, does have a private army, his, you know, the army of his regime in Chechnya. What side he will eventually take, I mean, he is, of course, he was put in by Putin. He's heavily dependent on Putin. He has good reason to worry about his future should Putin go. But precisely what he will do to ensure his future, we don't know. I mean, one step he has taken is to send many of his men to fight in Chechnya. And he has also been very critical of the Russian high command. So you could see him as a natural ally of Prigozhin. But all of this is going to play itself out. Previously, of course, we would have said play itself out behind the scenes. But I mean, what Prigozhin has done is to really bring these rivalries out into the daylight.
Is there any indication that Russia's choosing teams up now, that there are Prigozhin people, there are Gerasimov people, there are Shoigu people, and there are Kadyrov people? Is there talk like that anywhere in Russia?
There must be behind the scenes, but you know, the world of the Russian elites is very closed and murky. Also, of course, anyone who firmly takes one side or another now, as opposed to simply, you know, keeping quiet and obeying orders, is going to be taking a huge political and career and personal risk for the future. So we can be sure that all these intrigues are going on, you know, below the surface, but how things are developing, very difficult to say.
Is it puzzling to Russians that Prigozhin lives on with these remarks? He's threatening to throw children on pitchforks, for heaven's sakes. He's completely out of control.
Well, he's not precisely threatening to do that himself. It was phrased, you know, in terms of a warning to the elites if things go on as they are now. But yes, I mean, his words are attracting a great deal of attention and a great deal of sympathy, from what I gather, because, as I say, I mean, although, you know, the great majority of Russians are committed to the war in the sense that they do not want to see Russia lose and support the government also for that reason, there's always been widespread condemnation of elite corruption. Of course, there are deep class resentments and regional resentments. So it's not just the poor against the rich, it's also the Russian provinces against the Moscow elite. And there is, you know, an awareness that the war has not gone well. Compared to the promises and goals at the start. So, yes, I mean, there is a big constituency for Prigozhin to appeal to out there. But, of course, he is not yet directly attacking Putin by name. If he did that, then Putin would presumably have to crush him at whatever risk to Putin and to the regime. But Prigozhin has stayed just on the right side of the line, as far as Putin is concerned, when it comes to not attacking Putin personally.
I want to push you just a little bit here with the minute left. Is Prigozhin talking like a Russian politician or a Russian warlord? And is that distinction important?
Well, it's, that distinction has been important under Putin, because under Putin, you're not supposed to have warlords. You know, part of Putin's whole argument is that you had oligarch warlords with private armies in the 1990s, and that Putin brought that to an end. But now, in the case of Prigozhin at least, you see the reemergence of a political warlord. And a political warlord, of course, commanding a force with, a quite impressive fighting record, which is also worth remembering.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.